Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Here on here, Mr. Humble, and with great reason. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm very glad to be with you and excited about having our new friend joining us. David Epstein is a new friend, and he's been a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. He's the author of The Sports Gene. He's also got a brand new book out, which is why he's here today, called Range, Why Generalists Triumph in a Specialized World. Very insightful, very important work, and I'm glad he's sharing it with us today. David Epstein, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. I think you're on to something, but and I want you to talk to the audience. I want you to tell the audience what you mean. When you talk about generalists, what do you mean by that? I mean, it sounds intuitive enough, but what do you mean by that? You wrote a whole book about it.
Yeah, I mean, people who zigzag through a range of domains and a range of experiences before they settle into something. We all specialize to one degree or another at some point or another, but if we've taken sort of a more circuitous tour to get there, we end up with a range of experiences and a range of different skills that mm-hmm. make us a lot more flexible when we figure out what it is that we're going to do, and a lot more able to integrate the skills and information from other specialists, as opposed to, I think, what's more common, kind of the commencement speech advice, which is pick what you're going to do right now, look 10, 20 years down the road, and march directly toward that.
Mm-hmm.
So the generalists I'm talking about are people who get where they're going via a path that accumulates a diversity of skills, of mental models, and of experiences, so that they become integrators when they find
so you so you're talking about and you basically just described my whole career. But when you look at all the different things that I've done in my life, and that's something that I, you know, after being a good employee for 23 and a half years, serving lots of different industries, when I started my new business, my business 30 years ago, you know, I said, okay, what is my general background? What is this vast experience I've got with all these different industries, all these different models? You know, what do I do with that? And then I made it into something because I had that background. But when you think of a generalist, is it about being interested in just being interested in more than one thing, having being curious?
Yeah.
What is it?
I think that's a huge component of it. Being curious and continually with the way the work world changes, right? First of all, there are very few places where someone can get away with not being curious if they're trying to be entrepreneurial now, because things
that's
are changing
right.
so fast. They have to learn to feel. And so I think that's a huge component of it. So some of the, for example, one of the, I mean, that might, when you were just talking a little bit about your own career, which, by the way, I want to point out, while we are obsessed with early specialization and precocity, like Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook CEO, famously
right.
said when he was 22 that people are just smarter. But this brand new research shows that the average age of a founder of a blockbuster startup on the day of founding is 46. And usually they've had a whole bunch of different – one of the best predictors of those executives is the number of different job functions they've worked
mm-hmm.
across within an industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we only focus on that sort of outlier story. But in speaking to your career, so some of the research I highlight in the book, one of the studies that resonated with me and I think with you is called the Dark Horse Project.
Right.
These researchers at Harvard who wanted to look at basically how people maximize what economists call match quality, their degree of fit between their interests, their abilities, and the work that they do, which unsurprisingly turns out to be really important for their motivation, for their performance. And what they were finding was all these people who were successful and sort of had carved their own niche, had not just like moved up or out in organizations, but had created things. That were unique to their abilities and interests, would come in and say, well, don't tell people to do what I did, because I started off in this one direction. I learned a little bit, but it wasn't the right fit, and then went in this other direction. And they keep zigzagging and saying, I learned something here, but it wasn't the perfect fit. And what they end up doing is integrating all these skills and experiences and doing something unique. But about 90% of them come in and say, like, well, I'm the exception. Don't tell people to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that that's actually the norm now. If you want
right.
to get yourself on perf where you're, you know, where you alone can be fulfilled and succeed, and you're not just in this sort of zero-sum competition with other specialists, that you have to do some of that zigzagging to
well,
figure out where
and,
you fit, like,
and also, the more vertical, it seems to me, the more vertical you are, also, by definition almost, makes you tend to be more rigid. And today, rigidity is a kiss of death in the marketplace. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. When we come back after the break, you know, folks, one of my big soapboxes around here is you, the CEO of your business. What is being a generalist? How much does that help you as a CEO, being more of a generalist? I'm going to get David to weigh in on that. David Epstein is here, folks. His new book is called Range.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.